Hello, this podcast is about the current state of the European economy, and in particular the unusual decoupling that is becoming increasingly visible between Germany and the rest of the EU member states. There will be three sections to guide you on what is likely to happen in the coming 12 months. Chapter 1. What the latest surveys say. The European Commission releases every month a large set of surveys among businesses and households for all member states, including candidate countries. The latest batch we got describes the results for August. The message was that the business cycle downturn, which began in early 2018, is turning into a stabilization phase. This is due to two equally important trends, a lessening of the exports downturn and a stabilization of household confidence. Households across Europe last year signaled a growing appetite to hoard savings, lamenting a sizable jump in the cost of living. Since last year, at the late end of last year, in Central Europe and more recently in core Eurozone, households have signaled a more relaxed stance, which is partly due to lower inflationary pressures and still very low unemployment fears. These trends are visible pretty much everywhere, but in Germany, the turnaround is virtually not there. The German industrial sector continues to signal a worsening phase, except for a very mild improvement in August, which was a first event, and the downturn in the industrial sector has spread to other sectors. Importantly, German consumers tell us via the surveys that their unemployment concerns are rising rapidly, that inflation is not abating and their savings buffers are rather low. Chapter 2. Why Germany is at risk of being tagged the sick man of Europe again. It is rather unusual to see a marked downturn in Germany while at the same time an improvement elsewhere, even in the weakest economy in Europe, which is currently Italy. We think there is a strong case to expect that this pattern will last actually many years. First, there is a structural reason why Germany is worsening, while, for example, Central Europe, which is an important production hub for the German car manufacturers, is actually resilient. The reason is that there is still a significant amount of productive capacity that is relocating to Central Europe out of Germany as well as other countries. While this means that Central Europe's business sector is getting bigger and healthier, the labor market in Germany is looking increasingly soft, and German households increasingly worried. Secondly, the German private and public sectors are less keen than in other countries to use this long phase of ultra-low interest rates to fund current consumption. Germany's fiscal stance is tight, notwithstanding negative borrowing costs for the state. German households and non-financial corporations are also rather prudent with regards to their debt decision. So one may actually simplify the situation by saying that there are two big structural costs of these protracted low funding rates phase: a very high risk of creating a housing bubble and support for the corporate balance sheet polarization trend. These two factors are dominating the GDP outlook for Germany at this stage. There are rather limited short-term gains from these ultra-low borrowing costs. These trends, in our view, will make Germany weaker for the coming 3 years compared with what you've seen in recent years. You shouldn't be surprised if German real GDP gets stuck at a rather meager 0.5% going forward on average. Now let's talk about policy responses. What is likely to happen in the next 12 months and what are we missing? Whether you like it or not, the only major policy tool that everyone seems to agree on in Europe is loosening monetary policy further. This is what the ECB is doing after the Federal Reserve started this trend at the end of last year. By cutting rates at the September meeting, the ECB will probably also announce a restart to the quantitative easing process from January. And the fact that the ECB represents the bulk of the policy response of the current economic situation. We think that fiscal policy would be more effective at the moment, but there is insufficient political agreement on the magnitude that is needed, and even worse, there is too little debate on what should be deployed to support the current economic juncture and long-term prosperity of Europe. All in all, we think that Eurozone GDP prospects will be sub 1% this year and may not be much higher next year. Still an improving pattern, but a rather meager one.